proposed Edgewood Tahoe Lodge project includes a suite of upgrades to the Edgewood Company land at the lake. Today, this land and associated ponds and wetlands remove about 400,000 pounds of sediment from flow to Lake Tahoe. Upgrades linked to the project, including an operations and maintenance plan, are projected to remove an additional 100,000 pounds of sediment from the system. The Edgewood Lodge project is one of the first to apply new total maximum daily load methodologies to planning. In this interview, Patrick Ramey, Edgewood Company's Vice President of Real Estate, gives insight into the company's approach to the Lodge project.
Welcome to this Tahoe Project interview. I'm Michelle Sweeney, your host, and our conversation today is with Patrick Ramey, Vice President of Real Estate at Edgewood Companies. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a continuation, actually, of a conversation that began with Chuck Scherer and was featured on Tahoe Project earlier in the month. And today I'd like to talk with you, Patrick, about some of the technical aspects of the Edgewood Lodge project and the implications that has for state line in general. So looking at the property holdings of Edgewood Companies at state line, they're very significant. I'm wondering, how does this Edgewood project reflect the direction that Edgewood Companies is going in the long term with state line and its holdings in the basin?
That's a great question. I think Edgewood, being a long-term player in state line, having been a landholder on the South Shore for well over 100 years, our shareholders and board have a very long-term perspective on what can happen and what the future for South Shore should be. So when it comes to not just Lake Clarity, but also the economy, they have a very long-term perspective on what can happen and what will be on the South Shore. And I think the Edgewood Lodge project hopefully will serve as a catalyst for other redevelopment opportunities on the South Shore, really on both sides of the state line, and really set a new bar and show outside capital what can be on the South Shore of Lake Tahoe rather than what is, and help us attract outside investors and investment to the area.
Can you just give us a sense of sort of scale of the Edgewood Lodge project and what's envisioned in terms of the actual lodge before we segue into some of the environmental improvements?
Sure. The project area for the Edgewood Lodge project includes the entirety of the golf course on the Nevada side and a few acres across Highway 50 that along Edgewood Creek and Friday Station Pond. The hotel project itself is isolated to about a 28-acre area on the south portion of the golf course between Lake Parkway and Lake Tahoe, between our entrance off the Lake Parkway and the existing clubhouse near Lake Tahoe on the golf course. And we'll have there in that area that's designated for tourist uses, 154-room hotel and 40 what we call casita units. They're 2 and 3 bedroom units and fourplexes that will be along the relocated 8th and 9th fairways at Edgewood Tahoe. So in total, 194 tourist accommodation units, as they call them in TRPA language. So those will be the primary kind of hotel tourist use, and then as a amenities to that, we'll have a 3-meal-a-day restaurant. We've been tentatively calling it the Bistro, and I think that captures the idea or the level, the style of restaurant. It would be 3-meal-a-day restaurant. We'll complement that with our existing restaurants we have at Edgewood Tahoe. We have a fine dining restaurant, and we have a sports bar and grill that really kind of serves as our 19th hole for the golf course, but I think a lot of people just like to come and have lunch that don't play golf there too. So we'll also have a 12,000 square foot spa and fitness facility, wellness center, and also about 5,000 square feet of meeting and conference space that will round out our amenities there for the lodge. And all of that I think will be open to the public and enjoyed by locals and visitors alike, just like Edgewood Tahoe is today.
Mm-hmm. So those are big numbers. I mean, you can envision we can think about the Edgewood property as it is right now, and that sounds like a pretty dramatic change. And so I was astounded in the presentation that Edgewood Companies gave at the TRPA hearing that the actual coverage at the end of the project, when all is said and done, will be increased by something like 1.2 acres.
Right.
So how do you do that?
Well, there's a lot of coverage that we're actually removing as part of the project. There's coverage that is in our beachfront parking lots and two beachfront homes that'll actually be removed as part of the project, where we're taking that coverage away from really sensitive soils close to the lake and putting it on high capability land for the golf course. So we're removing a lot of coverage, really removing and relocating a lot of coverage. So there's only a small increase for the project in total. The other thing we're doing as part of the project is permanently retiring about 300,000 square feet of coverage that's available for use on the golf course, but will be permanently retired as part of the project.
Mm-hmm. So that's one environmental aspect of the project, that there's pretty minimal increase in total coverage, and that then there's the, as you said, the retirement of this other coverage. What are other aspects of the environmental aspects of the project that you would like to highlight?
Well, I think we've taken a comprehensive look at not just water quality, but all of the TRPA thresholds, and really look comprehensively about what we can do as part of the project to actually improve all but one. And there's one aspect that we found we couldn't improve, which was noise, but we didn't have a negative effect either. But so we looked at each one of them, and I think water quality was the primary focus given our location on Lake Tahoe. And we really start with the hotel area. There is an old stream channel that runs through that area where we're going to be restoring that stream zone to its native state. And we're also incorporating the best BMPs, the best management practices to treat stormwater coming from the newly developed hotel area. And that area, which currently includes our hotel and our clubhouse and our parking lots, and will include the hotel later, actually post-project will have less pollutant load into Edgewood Creek and into Lake Tahoe than it does today, even though we're adding a hotel to that area. So that area was really our kind of required mitigation, and we've gone above and beyond what we needed to do in that area, but then looked for other opportunities outside the hotel development area, and looked at really the two areas, the two contributors for stormwater that come from offsite onto the golf course. And those two major contributors come from Edgewood Creek above Edgewood's properties. Edgewood Creek starts up at the top of the mountains and comes down. There's a tributary of Edgewood Creek that runs along adjacent to Kingsbury Grade and Lower Kingsbury. So Edgewood Creek is one that comes into the golf course and comes through the golf course. The other is the State Line Stormwater Association, their stormwater runoff that comes from the Tourism Corps, from Highway 50, and from Lake Parkway. And that association includes all of the major tourism properties at State Line, as well as NDOT and Douglas County. And they have a regional treatment system for those properties and those major roads, where they treat all of their runoff before it comes onto the golf course. And our pond near hole number 6 on the golf course actually is the final stage of treatment for that facility. And we, taking all the new science we have about fine particles and nutrients and what can we do to actually improve upon what is a really good solution today, we took a look at not just our pond adjacent to number 6 that's part of that association today, but also a large wetland area in between that pond and our next pond, pond number 10, and looked comprehensively at those ponds and are creating increased retention and volume capacity in those ponds as part of the project, increasing significantly the amount of wetlands for those projects. We have a wetland area currently in between those ponds, and we're actually going to double the size of that wetlands as part of the project and increase the diversity of wetland plants we have. And that will allow, that's not only good for water quality because it allows us those plants to uptake fine sediment and nutrients, but it's also good for our vegetation, our soils, our wildlife habitat to improve and increase those wetland areas and provide a greater diversity of plants. So really a comprehensive look at what can we do for the State Line Stormwater Association's stormwater runoff. And then also starting up above the golf course property for Edgewood Creek all the way down through the golf course to look at each area that the creek runs through the golf course and find ways in which we can improve sediment capture before Edgewood Creek discharges into Lake Tahoe. We've even looked at things like fish passage for Edgewood Creek and improving that, daylighting a portion of the creek that's currently in a culvert, improving fish passage, and having a comprehensive plan after we make all these improvements to continue to maintain those efforts, things like aquatic invasive species, and having a plan to eradicate and continue to monitor and eradicate invasive species that might find their way into Edgewood Creek.
This is the end of part one of the Tahoe Project interview with Patrick Ramey. Listen to parts two and three at tahoeproject.org.